the views and opinions expressed.
You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucers. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Or visit us at www.TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. And the topic for today's show is We Couldn't Do It Without You. Seven things we want you to understand about our business, about the business of Tyers Tours and Travel. As the travel industry grows into complexity and diversity, travelers are recognizing the need for knowledgeable, up-to-date professionals to guide them through the planning process. Tyers Tours and Travel is personally invested in making sure your trip goes smoothly. We are there to assist and advocate for you before, during, and after your trip. Did you know that we're in hurricane season? Hurricane season begins June 1st and ends November 30th. And according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to be a busy one. Experts predict that there is a 60% chance of above normal number of storms during hurricane season 2021. But it isn't expected to be as active or as historic as the 2020 hurricane season. They are expected to be as many as 13 to 20 named storms this year, of which 3 to 5 could be major hurricanes. It is important to understand that a hurricane is a distinct weather event, and it's not just a regular storm. As the NOAA explained, hurricanes first start out as a tropical cyclone, which is a rotating low-pressure weather system that has organized thunderstorms but no fronts, a boundary separating two air masses of different destinations. Not all cyclones turn into hurricanes. However, tropical cyclones that come with a maximum sustained surface wind of less than 39 miles per hour move into a category called tropical depressions. Then those with maximum sustained winds of 39 miles per hour or higher are called tropical storms. And when the storm maximum sustained wind reaches 74 miles per hour, it then becomes an official hurricane. And to read the complete article on hurricane season, visit our Facebook page at It's Your Time to Travel. So, it's strange. When everything was normal, hurricane season was the season that you could get a good price on a cruise. But now that everything has changed and we're just getting back to cruising, you'll find prices during hurricane season to be relatively high. So that's how much COVID has changed everything. Because normally during hurricane season, people didn't want to take the chance to travel. So they wouldn't book during hurricane season. Hurricane season was a good time to book a cruise. Well, COVID has changed all that, has definitely changed all that. This just in, a pilot convicted of triple murders. The friendly skies are not so friendly. A pilot was convicted of a triple murder after a jury found him guilty of all charges. Former PSA airline pilot Kristen Richard Martin was arrested in 2019 just as he was about to fly a plane out of the Louisville airport. Actually, he was flying from Louisville in North Carolina. He was convicted of 3 counts of murder, arson, 2 counts of burglary, and tampering with physical evidence. Martin fatally shot 3 of his neighbors in 2015. So that's what I'm saying. The friendly skies aren't so friendly. A former American Airlines pilot was found guilty Wednesday of murdering 3 people in Kentucky in 2015. After a 2-week trial, a jury found Christian Richard Martin guilty of all charges against him, including 3 counts of murder, 1 count of arson in the first degree, 1 count of attempted arson, 2 counts of burglary in the first degree, and 3 counts of tampering with physical evidence. Martin fatally shot 3 of his neighbors, a guy named Edward and a married couple named Calvin and Pamela Phillips on November 18th in 2015. Calvin Phillips was found dead in his Pembroke home the next day, and the bodies of Pamela Phillips and this Edward were found in Calvin Phillips' vehicle, which had been set on fire in a cornfield a few miles away from the couple's residence. After killing Martin and the other 2 people, he moved from Kentucky to North Carolina. Martin had worked for PSA Airlines, a subsidiary of American Airlines, for slightly more than a year when he was arrested on May 11, 2019, as he was prepared to fly as first officer on a flight from Louisville to Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's a man that has murdered 3 people, and he's flying airplanes. He flew airplanes for 4 years after murdering 3 people. Our prosecutor said that the murders happened 2 weeks before Calvin Phillips was scheduled to testify in a military court-martial trial in which Martin, who served in the Army from 1986 to 2016, faced multiple charges. So, and there is a little bit more to the story than that. This turned out to be a total mess. This Martin guy was married to a woman that was not murdered. But this woman was having an affair with this person named Calvin Phillips. And Martin, the guy that did the murders, said that Phillips did him a favor because he found out his wife was still married to somebody else. So they say the motive was because this Phillips was supposed to testify in a military court-martial trial, but this Phillips was also having an affair with his wife. So why the other 2 people were murdered, I don't know, but it's just that, are the friendly skies really friendly when you have pilots out there that has flown for 4 years after murdering somebody? That's totally amazing to me. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And stay tuned for 7 things Tyus Tours and Travel wants you to understand about our business. So, in traveling with the expert, we have ranking the most fun states in America. So whether you define fun as closing down a bar with your friends, spending a day at the amusement park with the family, or hiking an iconic national park to add another scratch to your bucket list, the COVID-19 vaccine has opened up far more possibilities this summer compared to last summer. Of course, last summer everything was shut down. To celebrate, we recently compared the 50 states, looking at more than two dozen key indicators of budget-friendly fun, including things like movie costs, beach quality, accessibility to national parks, to determine the best places for a good time. And here are the 20 states offering the most fun to travelers this summer. Number 20 is Hawaii. It says Hawaii rounds out the top 20 most fun states in America with a score of 35.62. The Aloha State ranks 16th for entertainment and recreation, as it's famously home to some of the best beaches in the world, but ranks just 37th among the 50 states for nightlife, a category that takes into account access to bars, casinos, as well as music festivals per capita, and alcohol costs. So Hawaii is number 20. Number 19 is Michigan. In the Midwest, Michigan is one of the most consistent states in the country, ranking 19th for entertainment and recreation and 22nd for nightlife. Travelers might be surprised to learn that Michigan features the most golf courses and country clubs per capita of any state in America, and is also tied for the most marinas per capita nationwide. And I'm also hosting a golf tournament in Temperance, Michigan in September. So you'll find out more about that. Number 18 is North Carolina. North Carolina is home to summer getaways such as the Outer Banks and Great Smoky Mountain National Park, the most visited national park in America. North Carolina ranks 18th in terms of fun in 2021, finishing 15th in the country for entertainment and recreation, despite ranking middle of the pack for nightlife, which is the 27th. Number 17 is Maryland. Maryland is propelled into the top 20 by its 13th place ranking for entertainment and recreation, a category that considers attractions, weather, beach quality, shoreline mileage, and scenic byway access. Among other things, Ocean City is one of the state's most sought-after vacation destination this time of year, offering entertainment and nightlife for all ages in bunches, including amusement parks, miniature golf, nightclubs, go-karts, tracks, and more. Number 16 is Arizona. Out west, Arizona tops Maryland by one spot in both entertainment and recreation. It's 12th in entertainment and 24th in nightlife, ranking 16th overall with a total score of 39.04. The Grand Canyon is one of the state's big draws, obviously, but there's much more to explore, including pampering and golf-friendly Scottsdale and the blissful Sedona. Number 15 is Wisconsin. Wisconsin boasts the second best nightlife of any state in America. Let me read that again. Wisconsin boasts the second best nightlife of any state in America, which helps it overcome a mediocre 24th place finish for entertainment and recreation. The Midwest states ranked second to last for access to national parks, but third in terms of the most golf courses and country clubs per capita. Number 14 is Missouri. That's where I have 9,000 cousins at, is in Missouri. It might not seem like it, but Missouri has it all. Visitors will find iconic landmarks like the Gateway Arch, inspiring nature in places such as the lakes, the Ozarks, family-friendly amusement parks like Silver Dollar City in Branson, and mouth-watering barbecue and other delights in major cities like Kansas City and St. Louis. I have 9,000 cousins that live in St. Louis. My mother's family originated in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And that's where most of my mother's relatives are, is in St. Louis. Ohio is number 13. Ohio's overcome the memes and jokes to finish 13th in our latest study, riding the strength of its 10th ranked nightlife to a surprise spot in the top 15. Cities like Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus certainly stand out, as do national parks such as the often overlooked Cuyahoga Valley National Park, located just a short drive from Cleveland. And number 12 is Louisiana. Of course, New Orleans helps propel Louisiana to the 12th for the most fun in 2021, but make no mistake, the Big Easy isn't the only top draw in the Bayou State, which is also home to Baton Rouge, Lake Charles, and Lafayette. Among other fascinating cities, it may lack the beaches that summer travelers often seek, but there is no doubt Louisiana has a history, culture, and nightlife in all forms. Number 11 is Oregon. In the Pacific Northwest, Oregon offers a little bit of everything, from eccentric Portland to pristine beaches, Cannon Beach, Seaside, etc., and breathtakingly scenic drives. That said, it's no wonder that it ranks as the 11th most fun state in America this year, finishing in the top 10 for entertainment and recreation, and a respectable 15th for nightlife options. Oregon? Really? Here's one I find real hard to believe. Pennsylvania is number 10. Rounding out the top 10 most fun places in the United States is Pennsylvania, which ranks 5th nationwide in terms of both the most golf courses and country clubs and highest personal expenditures on recreation services per capita. The Keystone State even ranks an impressive 9th for nightlife on the backs of metro cities like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Number 9 is Minnesota. There's a significant gap between Pennsylvania and the ninth most fun state, Minnesota, which is one of the few to rank inside of the top 10 for both entertainment and recreation. Top 10 for both entertainment and recreation, which they came in at 9th, and nightlife is 7th in 2021. Minnesota is home to the 3rd most performing arts theater and the 2nd highest personal expenditure on recreation services per capita. It's also tied for the highest state in local expenditures on parks and recreation per capita. The land of 10,000 lakes misses out on 8th place by 0.1 on the final score sheet. Number 8, the 2nd largest state in America by both area and population, is Texas. Texas ranks comfortably inside of the top 10 when it comes to fun. No state can offer more restaurants or movie theaters per capita, and only 3 states best Texas in terms of the most fitness centers per capita. The state's lack of national park access is one of the metrics holding it back from the top of the list, but Big Bend National Park in Southwest Texas is not to be overlooked. And that was number 8, Texas. Number 7 is the state of Washington, home to Epic National Parks, a marquee city in Seattle, and one-of-a-kind villages like Leavenworth. Washington State nearly edges out Texas for 7th in terms of fun, ranking an impressive 7th for entertainment and recreation, and 13th for nightlife on the shoulders of the Emerald City. Washington still has a ways to go to catch the top 6, as its 46.99 overall score trails the leaders by more than 2 points. Number 6 is Colorado. an outdoor enthusiast dream destination, it's not shocking to learn that Colorado cracks the top 10 when it comes to the most fun states in America. It finishes sixth for entertainment and recreation and earns the same spot for overall fun in 2021. While its total score of 49.14 gives it a solid cushion above Washington, it still trails the top five by more than 4 points. Illinois is number five. Despite the ranking worst for national park access, Illinois is the fifth most fun state in America. Illinois is the fifth most fun state in America. Why? Ranking third for nightlife, fifth for entertainment and recreation, undoubtedly Chicago plays a big part in the state's elevated status. Illinois boasts the fifth most restaurants per capita and the fourth most performing arts theater per capita among the 50 states. And that was Illinois at number five. My favorite state, New York. No surprises here. Leaning on the allure of New York City, New York State ranks as the fourth most fun state in America for 2021. The Empire State ranks third for entertainment and recreation and fourth for nightlife. Nonetheless, with a total score of 55.61, New York still lags behind the number one state by a considerable margin. Number three is Nevada. Home to the entertainment capital of the world in Las Vegas, Nevada ranks number one in the United States for nightlife. You're right, it's a party city. Third for overall fun, ranking fourth for entertainment and recreation, Nevada performs well when it comes to the variety of arts, entertainment, recreation, establishments, and the highest state and local expenditures on parks and recreation per capita. Number three was Nevada, surely based on Las Vegas. Number two is Florida. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the Sunshine State ranks high on our list, finishing second nationwide for entertainment and recreation and eighth for nightlife offering. While Florida takes a hit in terms of winter activities like skiing, it boasts no shortage of exceptional golf courses and marinas for visitors to enjoy, on top of seemingly endless list of amazing beaches spanning from the Atlantic Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico. Number one, receiving a total score of 60.81, California is number one. Recently reopened California, the most fun state in America at the moment. Based on research, the Golden State ranks best in the country for entertainment and recreation and fifth for nightlife. After all, no state has more restaurants, theaters, or fitness centers per capita than California. The state checks every box, including beaches, landmarks, national parks, scenic road trips, and theme parks. California's unrivaled pizzeria is enough to put it over the top. So California is number one. And just so you know, we have a football game in California October the 10th between the Cleveland Browns and the Los Angeles Rams. You would be staying on the beach, and you would be staying on the beach. It's two nights hotel, the football game, and you would be staying on the beach. So, the little bit of time that we have left in the first half of the show, the second half of the show, we're going to talk about tire surgeon travel and why we couldn't do it without you. I may get into, if time allows, being black and travel. I thought I had a few people that would come on board and talk to us about that, but They never did, but second half of the show, we'll get into those places. I found this on Facebook, and I thought it was interesting. Never stay in a place where no one sees your value. Father said to his daughter, "You have graduated with honors. Here's a car I bought many years ago. It's pretty old now. But before I give it to you, take it to the used car lot downtown and tell them I want to sell it and see how much they offer you for it." The daughter went to the used car lot, returned to her father and said, "They offered me $1,000 because they said it looks pretty worn out." The father said, "Now, take it to the pawn shop." The daughter went to the pawn shop, returned to her father and said, "The pawn shop offered only $100 because it's an old car." The father asked his daughter to go to a car club now and show them the car. The daughter then took the car to the car club, returned and told her father, "Some people in the club offered $100,000 because it's the Nissan Skyline R34. It's an iconic car and sought by many collectors." Now the father says to his daughter, "The right place values you right away. If you are not valued, do not be angry. It means that you are in the wrong place. Those who know your value are those who appreciate you. Never stay in a place where no one sees your value. Never." And again, I found this on, it's on my Facebook page at It's Your Time to Travel. It shows pictures of his cars and how old looking his car actually looked. But the purpose of all this is simply to state, know your value. And don't stay in a place where you're not valued. And that was the purpose of all this, because it turns out the car was worth $100,000. Where the car lot tried to give her $1,000, the pawn shop tried to give her $100. So it's a very good story, a great story. So the first half of the show, we talked about hurricane season. Hurricane season is we're in the middle of hurricane season. It started June 1st. It goes to November 1st. In the past, hurricane season was always a good time to book a cruise because those in the know didn't want to go on a cruise during hurricane season. Now everybody wants to go on a cruise during hurricane season. So this is hurricane season, and it runs from June 1st to November 1st. So if you're planning on going on a cruise, beware that this is hurricane season. We also talked about the pilot that was convicted of triple murders. And he did the crime in 2015. He wasn't arrested till 2019. And on Wednesday, he was just convicted. But from 2015 to 2019, this man was flying around the world. So my question is the friendly skies really friendly? And we talked about the 20 most fun states to travel to in America. I was kind of shocked at some of these. Like, I never thought Oregon would be more popular than Hawaii. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tides from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky as the superhero of travel is Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com radio, the way it should be heard. And if you want to join the conversation, you can call 614-401-8339. Okay, so the topic for today's show is We Couldn't Do It Without You, and it's seven things we, which is Tyers Surgeon Travel, want you to understand about our business. As the travel industry grows in complexity and diversity, travelers are recognizing the need for knowledgeable, up-to-date professionals to guide them through the planning process. Booking a vacation online sounds easy, but ultimately, it ends up costing travelers time and money that they don't anticipate. Many online booking sites are not upfront about hidden fees and regulations. Sorting out a change or booking mistake will often require a traveler to spend hours on hold with a call center, finally reaching someone who really doesn't care how your experience turns out. Tyers Surgeon Travel is personally invested and making sure your trip goes smoothly. We are here to assist and advocate for you before, during, and after your trip. Tyers Surgeon Travel has access to hotels and travel suppliers that we have developed relationships with through time. And experience. Suppliers are much more likely to cater to the needs and maybe toss in some fun extras of travelers booking through Tire Service and Travel, who has a long-standing relationship with their brand. You have very specific parameters about your itinerary, date, times, airlines, and airport. Tire Service and Travel knows that departing one day early or later can make a difference of hundreds of dollars, or that choosing an alternative airport can result in savings that surpass the cab fare to drive a little further. So here's an example of an itinerary that we get, and it's titled, When Clients Want the World for a Tiny Budget. It says that we want nonstop flights for both ways. We must arrive before dark. A unique upscale hotel within walking distance to all of the popular landmarks. A private guided tour of Buckingham and tea with the Queen. And also, if you could keep the budget minimal, that would be great. So sometimes clients think we're musicians that we can do anything. And we do have a kind of some magic powers when it comes to booking travel, but seriously, sometimes we get some pretty laughable requests. So this person wanted a private tour of Buckingham Palace and tea with the Queen. It's never going to happen. And what we have to be is upfront with what we can do and what we can't do. And what we wish you knew is that we get a lot of funny responses when people find out what we do. The extreme range from those who think your job is completely obsolete to the one family member who keeps asking you to hook them up with a free cruise. And contrary to what people think, we're not necessarily fielding calls from Tiki Hut and Bora Bora. And we do put in a lot of time and sweat in earning our place in a challenging industry. So we have seven things that we want you to know that we do. But to get back to Tire Service and Travel, every time we travel, we're scoping out hotels, restaurants, and local attractions. We ask questions, attend trade shows, and try every new experience available to make sure Tire Service and Travel can offer our best recommendations. So for example, if you were to go to Jamaica, I can show you how to get into Jamaica expedited excursions. We have the best excursions. We know how to get you the best excursions in Jamaica or the Caribbean. So we have developed a lot of contacts in different areas that can make your vacation much better. Tire Service and Travel has your best interest in mind. Tire Service and Travel wants to develop a long-term relationship with you, designing vacations and travel experiences that always exceed expectations. If Tire Service and Travel is advising against a cheap option, it's because we believe that discount is not worth the drop in quality or may cost you more in the long run. We love what we do. We really do. We sell travel. I talk about travel on the radio. We work hard and love it. We're in travel because we love travel and everything related to it. We're passionate about sharing our skills and our knowledge and making your travel dreams come true. And we couldn't be in business for 34 years without you. So that's the reason why the title is We Couldn't Do It Without You. We've been in business for 34 years. We survived 9/11. We survived COVID. And we're still in business today. So what we wish you knew, we have seven things to talk about. Travel agents are not extinct. As a matter of fact, people are using travel agents more and more. And they're providing a great service because the travel industry has suddenly become very complex to travel. And we talk about booking it yourself, and it's not as easy as it sounds. When you use an online agency, which is all fine and dandy until something goes wrong and you call them and they don't pick up the phone. And when they finally do pick up the phone, they could care less about if they resolve your problem or not. We have access to the deals and info that you don't. We work hard to establish relationships with our vendors so that you can enjoy the benefits. The access you have to hotels and other travel suppliers is not something that can be bought. It's developed through relationships, time, and experience. Suppliers are much more likely to cater to the needs and maybe toss in some fun extras of travelers booking through agents who have long-standing relationships with their brand. And since we're talking about tire service and travel, if you go to my website on www.tiresource.com, we have a search engine on there. I talk about my website all the time, but we actually have a search engine on there. And if you go to that search engine and put in your information, it would bring you up everything that's available as far as vacation packages and vacations. It doesn't do flight information, but if you give me a call and I have a company that I book my flights through, that does extremely, extremely great job. But if you go to my website, if you go down towards the bottom, there is actually a search engine on there. And if you put in your destination, it will bring up different options for you to travel to or to take a look at. So, again, we're talking about our website, which is www.tiresource.com. And flexibility. So when you travel, if you have flexibility, it helps. It helps save money. You can often travel the day before, the day after, and save money. Sometimes if you travel at night, overnight, for example, if you go to Vegas, I would recommend that you fly out of Vegas at night. So that way you can enjoy Vegas that whole day. Catch the plane out at 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, sleep on the plane, get up the next day and you're home. And normally those night flights are cheaper than catching a plane out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon out of Vegas, in which time you don't get in to, if you're traveling east, you don't get in until midnight, 11 o'clock at night. So we show you how to be flexible and save money. And as we talked about, number five is we're working even when we're on vacation. Every time we travel, we're scoping out hotels, restaurants, and local attractions. Next weekend, I'm in Indianapolis from July 2nd to July 4th. And I'm staying at the Marriott North. I haven't stayed at a Marriott in a while. So I'll be scoping out everything they're doing and all the things they're doing in Indy. I'm actually there for a tennis tournament. I'll get in on Friday, leave on Sunday. But while I'm there, I'll also be working. I'll be talking to people, finding out different things about Indy. I have a lot of friends that stay in Indy. I have in-laws that stay in Indy. So I'll be getting around to all those places in a few days that I'm there. And number six is, we have your best interest in mind. Many travelers mistakenly believe that travel agents will try to steer them towards packages and vendors that will give the travel agent the largest commission. Great travel agents want to develop a long-term working relationship with their clients, designing vacations and travel experience that always exceed expectation. And if a travel agent is advising against a cheap option, it's because they believe the discount is not worth the drop in quality and may cost you more in the long run. And we love what we do. We really do. I've been in this business 34 years. We really love what we do. Travel agents don't have some kind of secret get-rich-quick scheme. You work hard, and we work hard, and we love it. We're in this industry because we love to travel. COVID last year took that away from us, but we're getting back to traveling again. I've already been to Atlanta. I'm in Indianapolis next weekend. September 26th, I have a travel show in Las Vegas. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is one of the biggest events that I do. That will happen this year. I'm putting that together. I'll be traveling to New York. I plan to catch a train to Chicago. So there's a lot going on. And then as the world opens back up, next year I plan to travel internationally. So we're passionate about sharing our skills and knowledge and making your travel dreams come true. So there are seven things that we want you to know about our business. That is not a get-rich scheme. We're here to take care of you, to make sure that you get the most out of your vacation. Make sure we get the most out of your vacation. You know, we talk about being in business for 34 years. I've been on the air here with It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio since 2015. So not only do we try to provide you with the best possible packages, we also come back and talk about it. So if you're thinking about traveling in 2021 or 2022, certainly give us a call. We can put all that together for you. So, being black in travel, what is it like to be black in the travel business? In November, Travel Weekly published research that demonstrated a wide gap in perception between white travel professionals and black travel professionals about how diverse and inclusive the industry is. 61% of the white respondents felt it was diverse and inclusive, and an equal percentage of black respondents felt that it was not. So what I have in front of me is information on what took place during that interview. There's a lady that I know that talked about an experience that she had. Her name is Margie Jordan. And she talks about a situation that she shared. She said that she worked for a real estate company for 12 years. And she was the director of creative services. She said she had a team underneath her. And there were meetings that were occurred every single year. A big celebratory meeting amongst all of the other directives, the senior vice president and the CEO of the company. And she said she never knew this meeting existed or even occurred, even though she was a director. Now, Margie Jordan is black. And today, Margie Jordan is director of a travel industry organization called CCRA. So one day, an invite came to her inbox. And she had never received this invite before. So she asked about it. And they said, oh, yeah, we want you to come, Margie. So she goes to this meeting, and it was the evening dinner, and she brought her spouse with her, or significant other, I should say. And she started mingling with some of the people there, and the spouses of the other executives, and would walk over. They would walk over to her and say, so are you new? And she says, no. She says that she's been with the company for over 10 years. And they would say, how come you've never been to this meeting? And she would say that because she was never invited. Now, she had worked for this company for 12 years as an executive. Her supervisor heard her say that. And the supervisor followed her around most of the meeting until we sat down for dinner. And because we didn't want to say it to anybody else, because she didn't want Margie to say that she's never been to this to anybody else, she followed her around the rest of the meeting until dinner came. And when they sat down to dinner, one of the other executives' husband was sitting next to her, and he asked the same question. Are you new? And she said, no, I've been here 10 years. And he said, well, how come you've never been to this meeting? And she said as loud as she could, now maybe, let's see, she said as loud as she could that she's never been to the meeting. And she thought that was very aggressive. And she said she's never been to the meeting because she's never been invited. And all the people at the table sort of looked at her. And from that day until the day she left the company, she never got invited again. She was never invited to this event again, even though she was the executive for this real estate company. So when I talk about never staying in a place where no one sees your value, Margie was definitely not valued in the place that she was in. And now she is an executive director for a company called CCRA. And Margie does a tremendous job doing what she does. She does a tremendous job, but that's one of the examples of never staying in a place where no one sees your value, because they truly didn't see Margie's value when she was working for that real estate company. And if you missed the first half of the show, we talked about something that I found on Facebook, And that simply says, never stay in a place where no one sees your value. Have a few minutes. A father says to his daughter, you have graduated with honors, and here's a car I bought many years ago. It's pretty old now, but before I give it to you, take it to the used car lot downtown and tell them I want to sell it and see how much they offer you for it. So the daughter went to the used car lot, returned to her father and said, they offered me $1,000 because they said it looked pretty worn out. The father said, now take it to the pawn shop. So the daughter went to the pawn shop, returned to her father and said, the pawn shop offered only $100 because it's an old car. The father asked his daughter to go to a car club now and show them the car. The daughter then took the car to the club, returned and told her father, some people in the club offered $100,000 for it because it's a Nissan Skyline R34. It's an iconic car and sought by many collectors. Now the father says to his daughter, the right place values you right away. And if you're not valued, do not be angry. It means you're in the wrong place. Those who know your value are those who appreciate you and never stay in a place where no one sees your value. Never. And Margie was definitely not in the right place. And now as executive for CTRA, she does a tremendous job. So the guy that put this event on, this diversity roundtable, says that we're living in a world that's black and white. White is right and black is wrong. We have to open people's mind, meaning white people. We have to have that aha moment. They should self-correct and influence others and influence systems. We have to get feedback. We have a huge responsibility in working and travel. Probably the most successful thing to do is to show this world to people of different backgrounds and different cultures and have a journey into those cultures and into those communities. And we see how people thrive and strive. So when you travel the world, one of the things that you'll see when you travel the world is that you see how different cultures live, how different people survive. And a lot of travel now, they want you to experience the locals so you can develop another culture. And that's what travel does. Travel opens up, it opens up your eyes to how other people live and how other people survive and how tiny this world really is. You know, how small the world really is. And you need to get out and see the world and get off your little island and experience just different cultures. And that way you'll be able to understand how different people live and how different people see things. So we couldn't be in business for 34 years without you. And we want to stay in business for another 30 years, although I probably would not be running the business, but we'd like to stay in business for another 30 years, and we can't do it without you. Our phone number is 866-547-5362, and we would love to take care of you. And we know that in travel, we need to open up people's eyes to what's going on in the entire world, not just what's going on here. So, look, up in the sky is the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. and we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.